have focused on several demographic groups during this election year and talked about the issues important to women and to African Americans and to Latinos and other groups, and talked about how these voting blocks might influence the presidential election. On this edition of On the Campaign Trail, our guests will discuss issues facing Asian Americans in the upcoming presidential election, and they will explain how Asian Americans, as the fastest growing pool of eligible voters, will have an increasingly important effect on U.S. politics. And we will welcome your thoughts and your questions and your experiences. Especially interested to know if you are Asian American, if you care to share, who are you voting for and why? And how do you think Asian Americans are being covered during this election year? Do you think that Asian Americans have been ignored or misunderstood by politicians and the media? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guests. Un Suk Lee is director of the Asian American and Pacific Islander Civic Engagement Fund. She serves on the California Commission for Asian and Pacific Islander American Affairs. And she joins us from Redondo Beach, California, so up extra early. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you.
Also joining us is Janelle Wong, a professor of American Studies and director of the Asian American Studies Program at the University of Maryland, College Park. She is also one of the principal investigators of the Fall 2016 National Asian American Survey. And she joins us from College Park, Maryland. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. And Professor Wong, we'll start with you and focus on this study for the first segment of the show, as you can't stay with us for the whole hour. Explain to us first, what is the National Asian American Survey?
This is a survey, one of the very unique surveys in the country, that asks everyday Asian Americans about their opinions on politics and in the U.S., and how they plan to vote, what their views are on the issues. The very unique thing about this survey is that it was conducted in multiple languages. We conducted it in 9 different languages with 10 different Asian American groups. And so it's really exciting. We presented the findings for many of the groups in a recent report, and I'd love to talk to you about some of the trends.
Yeah, and I do. What are some of the most significant trends?
So one of the big things that we found is that Asian Americans, every election cycle, they have been throwing their support more and more behind the Democratic candidate. And this year seems to be no different. Across every Asian American group in the study, that ranges from Chinese to Filipino to Cambodian to Hmong, to Korean to Filipino, every group says that they're going to vote at a higher rate for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. So it's interesting because there's been some kind of coverage of groups like Chinese for Trump or Indians for Trump, but in fact what we see is that even among the groups that have been historically leaning Republican, like Vietnamese, even that group for the first time is looking, not the first time, but in a very significant way, is looking like they are going to vote for the Democratic candidate, even though they tend to be more Republican in their partisanship.
Well, so do you know why that is?
So I think it has to do with the really underlying preferences of Asian Americans. You know, there are these stereotypes that Asian Americans really are focusing their energies on kind of making it in the United States or on education. But in fact, the Asian American agenda is broad and it really works for the Democrats. And so Asian Americans, if you ask them about the Affordable Care Act, what many people call Obamacare, they are one of the groups that is most supportive in the United States of something like universal health care, with a strong government role. Or if you ask them about whether or not they support a tax hike for the rich, the middle class tax cut, they throw their support behind that policy as well. And then there are these other issues, like the environment. People don't understand that Asian Americans are actually very strong environmentalists. They embrace that term at a very high rate, and a majority of every Asian American group, including those more Republican-leaning groups, are willing to have the government provide environmental protections, even at the cost of economic growth. And so what we see is Asian Americans are very strong on gun control. They really look like they prefer a strong role of government in everyday life. And this is a kind of fundamental division between the two parties.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, just when you mentioned the different groups, did you say it was Vietnamese and Filipino Americans who usually identify more with Republican policies?
So what we've seen is not in terms of policies as much, but in terms of their party identification. Vietnamese, because a generation of Vietnamese fled a communist regime, they actually became strong Republicans when they came to the United States because they identified anti-communism mm-hmm. with the Republican Party. And so historically, that group has been majority Republican. But with each election, we see that group moving not necessarily 100% towards the Democrats, but toward nonpartisanship. And in terms of policies, Vietnamese look a lot like Democrats. For Filipinos, they've actually, in the last two election cycles, been moving a bit more towards the Republican, though a majority are still identifying as Democrats.
Mm-hmm. So besides that, most of the Asian Americans surveyed here are leaning Democratic. Are there other significant trends that came out of the survey?
Yeah, you know, there's some interesting things that really, I think, point to the complications of the community. So on the one hand, we see that the Asian American community is leaning Democrat, trending towards Democratic candidates at all levels. But then we also see these kind of surprising results. For instance, when we asked those surveyed whether or not they would welcome and accept Syrian refugees into the U.S., this was a question where we saw that the community is more split. And what was really striking is that Vietnamese, a group that came as refugees for the most part, actually are one of the groups that's least likely to be supportive of accepting Syrian refugees. On the other hand, other refugee groups like Hmong, like Cambodians, were strongly supportive of accepting Syrian refugees. On another very controversial topic, that is whether or not the U.S. should have a ban on Muslims, as candidate Trump has proposed, we see that Asian Americans overwhelmingly oppose such a ban. But what was really troubling to me is that Chinese Americans, a group that has actually faced historically, now this was over 100 years ago, exclusion from the United States based on race, they are a group that in some ways is more open than you would expect to supporting a ban on Muslims. So we see overall a lot of support for Democratic policies. And even on these issues, they're not overwhelmingly conservative, but there's still these kind of interesting contradictions in the community.
Yeah. And we're running short on time in this particular segment, but what are the issues that matter most to the Asian American voting bloc?
So the issues that matter most are those that most Americans also say matter most. So across the board, if you ask all Americans, including Asian Americans, they're likely to say jobs and the economy is their number one issue. But we also see among Asian Americans that the next issue was national security. And then the next issue, top issue for Asian Americans, was racism and racial discrimination. And this concern, I think, is not just about racism directed towards Asian Americans, but we also asked, would you support Asian American, would you support the government doing more to ensure equality, equality between blacks and whites and Asian Americans? Every single group was very supportive of the government intervening to provide structural reforms to ensure racial equality.
Thank you very much for being with us. Janelle Wong, Professor of American Studies, Director of the Asian American Studies Program at the University of Maryland, and one of the principal investigators of this recently published National Asian American Survey. We'll talk more about the issues important to Asian American voters after this. On this edition of On the Campaign Trail, we are talking about the importance of the Asian American vote. And we're welcoming your questions and maybe even your own experiences. Are you an Asian American voter? Our conversation prompted in part by a recent Atlantic article that talked about why Asian American voters seem invisible to politicians and why that is such a mistake, because Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have been the most rapidly growing racial group in the United States. And we are taking a look at the importance of this demographic group and the issues important to Asian Americans and welcoming your input. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome back our guest, Un Suk Lee, director of the Asian American and Pacific Islander Civic Engagement Fund. She also serves on the California Commission for Asian and Pacific Islander American Affairs. Let me start our segment with you, Un Suk, and talk about clarify what the term Asian American means anyway. What ethnicities fall within the Asian American identity?
I think the Asian American identity is pretty broad. When we refer to that, we refer to individuals who have a heritage in Asia, meaning those who come from East Asia, whether it's Chinese, Japanese, Korean, whether it's South Asian, Indian, Pakistani, Nepali, Bangladeshi, so on, Southeast Asian, Vietnamese, Hmong, Cambodian, Filipino, and so on. So it's a pretty broad racial category of groups.
Yeah, and how important is this this Asian American voting bloc?
Well, as Janelle has indicated, that there is now about 21 million Asian American and Pacific Islanders, of which they are the fastest growing group in the country. And in terms of voters, over 9 million who are voters. That are hopefully will be able to cast their vote in the 2016 election. So the potential is great in terms of numbers. They're definitely growing in size. The challenge for Asian American Pacific Islanders in terms of becoming an effective voting bloc is several. One is turnout. Both the Latino and Asian American community, compared to, say, white and African American voters, have had lower voter turnout. In the 2012 election, for example, whites and African Americans voted at rates of about 65 to 67%, whereas with Asian Americans and Latinos, the voter turnout rate was less than 50%. The other challenge is that I just mentioned how diverse the Asian American population is in terms of ethnicity and therefore also language. How much will this community come together to vote as one would determine how strong they will be as a voting bloc. Janelle mentioned already earlier that for Asian Americans, largely speaking, most of the issues that they care about are similar. They stand together with common in when it comes to issues regarding health care, taxing the wealthy, the environment, immigration reform, and so on. So there's great possibility. However, much of it is really about how can this voice, this vote, exist, how can it be realized? And one statistic that I want to raise is that it's been found both in the NAS study that Janelle mentioned, but also in previous studies, that more than 50 to 70% of Asian Americans have said that they've not been contacted by any campaign, political party, or even community organization to vote or register to vote. So, and a lot of times, they seem to be the one population or group that are less contacted than others, and that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, and that's the Atlantic article said things along those lines. Why are Asian Americans politically invisible? Asian Americans are the fastest growing voting bloc in the country, but we rarely see politicians actively courting their support. I presume in part that would also affect turnout.
Yes, it would. I mean, let's look at the last candidate debate that just happened. If you remember, there were several questions regarding diversity, about how to make America come together, inclusion, and so on. When both candidates talked about the groups that they would reach out to, there were references to other groups, including Muslim Americans and Latinos, African Americans, and so on. If you remember, Asian Americans weren't mentioned. And for the 21 million Asian Americans, many of whom were also watching, that makes an impact. And I think that part of the reason that in the past Asian Americans were not as outreached to were partially because their numbers were not as great, was partially because, again, the turnout was not as high. And a lot of times, Asian Americans did not ally with either party. They tended to be the group that were largely independent. But that has changed through time, as Janelle has indicated. So what we're hoping is that there's a greater recognition that Asian Americans are not only impactful, they're a group that needs to get, that there should be more attention to.
Yeah. And in fact, for those just joining us, the big trend from this study that was recently released shows that the Asian Americans are Democratic voters, essentially.
That's correct. Not only in terms of party affiliation, and in this case, as Janelle had mentioned again, they're more likely 4-1 to support candidate Clinton over candidate Trump. But a lot of it is because the issues that the Democratic Party has promoted are really in alignment with the Asian American Pacific Islander voters.
Let's. We have some callers. Let's go to 2 in Monona. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead. What did you want to say?
I just want to say that, Asian Americans have become the ideal American, and part of that, the ideal immigrant, and being part of that ideal immigrant, we tend to be invisible towards politicians. And the other thing is, Asian Americans, we tend to, most of us are raised to, do as we're told, and because a lot of us are doing what we're told, we don't really speak out as much either, so.
So because Asian Americans stereotypically have always been considered the model immigrants who don't speak out or protest, that's one reason, do you think, Unsuk, that they are considered invisible to politicians?
I actually don't. I think that is actually a challenge, that there is a stereotype that Asian Americans are quiet, that they are obedient, that they're submissive and deferential, and therefore passive. And that's actually, it's sort of a double-edged sword. I would like to present the fact that actually for Asian Americans, they are not the model minority. And in many cases, it's that seemingly positive stereotype that hurts the community. One reason is the high levels of challenges that Asian Americans face when you break down the populations in terms of, for example, poverty. There are higher rates of poverty with certain groups of Asian Americans, whether it's Southeast Asian, Hmong, Cambodian, and so on. The challenges of graduating from high school is greater with certain groups of Asian Americans. The fact that Korean Americans, for example, actually have the highest rate of uninsured in the country over any other grouping. So the challenge is when we think that Asian Americans are successful, are doing well, and are not being challenged by poverty, by high dropout rates in high school, and so on and so forth, it means it becomes a grouping that doesn't get the support and resourcing that it needs. The other part of it is that by suggesting that Asian Americans are the successful racial minority group, it actually hurts other minorities because it suggests that actually, this discrimination that African Americans and Latinos seemingly face isn't real. Because look at the Asian Americans; they came to this country often with little and succeeded economically. So why can't these other communities? The truth is, they're not succeeding. There are, as I say, large pockets of poverty and so on. I think the other part about the stereotyping, whether it's the way the Asian Americans are stereotyped vis-a-vis other groups, is that by doing that, it puts them against other communities and therefore serves as a barrier for the potential of alliance building with Asian Americans and Latinos and African Americans. So I have concerns about the stereotyping or the imaging that there is of Asian Americans. I would also like to say at the same time, for Asian Americans, what I just said earlier about the turnout is, in 2012, should be a wake-up call. If Asian Americans do not realize that their future is in civic engagement, that their destiny and their empowerment comes out of taking action, of registering to vote and voting, then they will continue to be seen as a constituency that elected officials should not care as much about. So it's sort of, it's also incumbent on Asian Americans to take more action.
Yeah. Two, I'm curious, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Are you politically active? Are you a somebody who follows politics closely and votes?
I would say I'm pretty, well, I'm a bit above the average comes to following politics. And I agree with the statement that most of the Asian minorities were probably going more towards Hillary. Because I've had personal experience with men similar with Trump. You know, I'm a professional, and there's been times when I stand in line, you know, and the guy like Trump comes down the line and shake everybody's hand, but it gets to me, and then he kind of just turns away. So, but I do follow politics pretty closely, and, you know, the idea that 2012 was a big wake-up call for Asian Americans, I wish the Asian community would push that further, because we are, there's a lot of us who's willing to vote for someone, but a lot of us are too afraid to.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, and I'm sorry we had kind of a fuzzy telephone line, so it's hard to pick up every word. Unsook, talk a little bit more about why 2012 was a wake-up call and why it is so important for Asian Americans to register to vote, to be involved.
Oh, what I meant was that for those of us who look at the 2012 results, we should see that the turnout rate being so low is unacceptable. One thing I will mention about the findings of 2012 is it was... In that election particularly, Asian Americans actually broke for Obama, overwhelmingly over the other candidate. And that was, in fact, if I remember the numbers, it was in a greater percentage than other populations. So that was something that wasn't known before. The other thing is that as much as they are still a smaller population, when it comes to certain races, they actually were the vote that made the impact. In, for example, Nevada, Asian Americans make up 10% of the voting population. And so in a lot of ways, their support for Harry Reid really tipped, really enabled him to be reelected. And in Virginia, Mark Warner, the Senate candidate, won over the his opponent. And it was because of the fact that Asian Americans were one of the groups that strongly favored him, and they made up 7% of the population. So I think that it's sort of like, one, the voting turnout of Asian Americans is significantly lower than, again, whites and African Americans. And that's something that we need to remind Asian Americans about. But we also need to remind them that if they do vote, they do make a difference. It gets noticed who they support and the fact that they're active. And then it will impact future elections where there's greater attention to turning out that vote. I know that there's extensive activities, for example, in Nevada this year to try to get out the Asian American vote. And I think it's because they have grown in significance in that state, for example.
Yeah. Do you think that politicians see that Asian Americans are the fastest growing demographic in the United States, and or not?
I think, largely speaking, it's sort of a statistic that many advocates, many of the groups that we support on the ground around the country, definitely talk about. It's something that is one of the first things we share about the community. However, again, the numbers are only important if they translate into action. So politicians are, if they are aware of the Asian American community, that is probably one of the statistics they're aware about, that it is fastest growing, that it does have the potential. But that potential, again, if they don't not only vote, but if they don't exercise their full agency, whether it's marching, whether it's making phone calls, talking to legislators, then it wouldn't make an impact because, again, as the previous caller said, it may be assumed that they'll just remain deferential or quiet. I would like to also say, however, that there are groups of Asian Americans that have been active in the past and even to this day, particularly on certain issues. So it's not that they have been invisible, but we need to see greater presence throughout consistently is probably what we we're also working towards.
Yeah. Our caller said that, and it was hard to hear him because of the fuzz, the static on his phone line, but he said something about Donald Trump going down a line of voters and shaking hands, but when he came to an Asian American, he stopped. I don't know if that was his personal experience or what. What would Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton need to do to reach more Asian Americans with their votes?
I didn't actually hear the caller as well. I actually do want to say that there is a difference, even though I would like to clarify that we are a nonpartisan organization. But the observers would say that there is a difference in how Asian Americans are outreached by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, or I would say candidate Trump versus candidate Clinton, because probably both parties are recognizing the importance of the Asian American vote. But the candidates themselves, I do know that there is a significant program to outreach to Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the Clinton campaign. And I would say the Democratic Party, which is very different than the Trump campaign, where there hasn't been that kind of outreach. I would point to the fact that there was only one national presidential debate that happened in Nevada earlier this summer that was organized by a number of significant major Asian American organizations around the country. And I believe that President Clinton was present for that, representing Hillary Clinton. And in the case of candidate Trump, he had a lower ranking, I guess, Asian American represent the party. So to me, that's an indicator of how significant both parties and candidates see Asian Americans. I think that definitely, I haven't seen any sort of level of outreach directed towards Asian Americans by the Trump campaign, but I think that should be verified.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about how Asian American voters are viewing the 2016 election on this edition of On the Campaign Trail. On this edition of On the Campaign Trail, we are talking about the importance of the Asian American vote and the issues important to Asian American voters. and welcoming your questions and your own experiences. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have done programs during this election year on various demographic voting blocks. We've talked about the women's vote, the African-American vote, the Latino vote, the LGBT vote. But we have not done, in my memory, a program on the Asian-American vote. So we are also guilty in not looking at this issue as a recent article in The Atlantic put it. Why are Asian Americans politically invisible? Talking about how politicians are not actively courting their support. And we're again welcoming your questions and thoughts on this. And I wanted to ask you, our guest is Eun-Suk Lee, director of the American Asian American and Pacific Islander Civic Engagement Fund. I wanted to ask you how you think the media has covered Asian American issues.
Well, I think generally speaking, again, there hasn't been a strong coverage, but I am concerned actually about often the negative coverage that Asian Americans have faced. I wanted to draw your listeners' attention to, for example, a recent segment that the Fox News program had called it's called Waters World.
Yep.
And you may have heard about it because it actually created quite an uproar, and I think it actually created an uproar to sort of counter the assumption that Asian Americans are going to be polite and accepting. It was actually because of the fact that Trump constantly attacks China, and as a result of that, they thought that somehow China equated itself with Chinatown, which is, as you know, very different. Not everyone who lives in Chinatown are directly from China and so on, but nonetheless, he foolishly went to Chinatown and essentially harassed local residents. And what I think is interesting about it is that it was so blatantly racist. You had to ask yourself, not only is this happening in this day and age, but why is it so so obvious, and why is there no subtleties to it? And that's dangerous. It's alarming. I think that what's interesting, however, about it is that there was actually a counter segment done on The Daily Show by another comedian. I think his name is Ronnie Chen. And he pointed out essentially some of the problems with the Waters World segment. One is, again, confusing everyone who is Chinese American as being directly from China and somehow thinking that whatever happens in China is something done by Chinese Americans, which is this constant which is one of the stereotypes of Asian Americans of being the perpetual foreigner, not being from here. But also speaking to people and not realizing that there's diversity of languages and cultures. One thing is he confused karate with, what the martial arts of taekwondo, with karate, with the Chinese Americans and so on. So there's such an ignorance about Asian American population as a whole. But as I said, again, what was encouraging is that a lot of Asian American groups around the country took issue with that, held protests, rallies, demanded an apology. And I believe that the Asian American Journalists Association secured a meeting with Fox News, so I believe that will be happening soon. We'll hopefully we'll see more sort of a greater willingness by Fox News to be sensitive to the Asian American community. We'll have to see. But the point is that to me is a stark example. Another one that just came out recently, there was a New York Times Metro Desk editor who wrote an open letter to a woman because he was just walking home with his family after lunch, I believe, and he said that someone just yelled at him, "Go back to China." Mm. It just surprised the whole family because the children were born in the U.S. and so on. And again, it's that assumption that all Asian Americans are foreigners and don't belong here. So I think that but at the same time, his reaction has trended. He created a hashtag called This Is 2016, and there's been, again, more people talking about their experiences. And it's like my own experiences. It's actually like also I know for my children who are born here in the U.S., speak English perfectly and so on and so forth. There's, it continues. So I think that that's something that In any sort of social problem that we have, there's challenges for both. It is a challenge for media to get it right, to be more responsible, to not try to get that cheap laugh, because it really has ripple effects. It doesn't do any benefit for our society. At the same time, for Asian Americans, it's for us to say, well, we're not going to accept it. And they aren't accepting it. They're actually taking more action. And I think that's more encouraging than the negative portrayals of Asian Americans in media.
Our guest is Eun-Suk Lee, director of the Asian American and Pacific Islander Civic Engagement Fund. We welcome your thoughts and questions for her on the importance of the Asian American vote, issues important to Asian American voters, and how Asian Americans are treated by politicians and the media. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And Dave in Madison has been waiting. Thank you for waiting, Dave. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm calling in. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but I think your guest is missing a crucial thing that's happening over in the Philippines. I am married to a Filipina, and I was insulted when President Duterte had said some things about our president, but then I started to look at it and analyze it, and basically there's an agenda going on with our president, with the whole LGBT thing, and there's a total walk away from God in this country.
Can you relate this to our topic, Dave?
It's relatable because you've got Duterte, who's being picked on by our president and saying, oh, you shouldn't do all this drug enforcement and, humanitarianly, you are not judging people that are in your country. We have no say in that. And why should we have a say in that? And Duterte is doing the right thing, but it's hard. And our president here doesn't want to do a lot of the right stuff, and that's why we got all these problems and entanglements.
I know you're not a partisan group, Eun-Suk, but can you talk about how this relates to American politics?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think the challenge with what the caller is saying right now, and I have to admit that I couldn't fully hear, but I think he was comparing the policies. But I guess it sort of goes back to my point, is that when we talk with Asian Americans, somehow it seems that foreign policy comes up, and somehow Asian Americans are held responsible for the actions of governments outside of the U.S. Asian Americans are here. Whether they're immigrants or born here, four generations, five generations, they're here as Americans, and they care about what's going on in American politics as Americans, and they care about policies. I mean, as Janelle said in the survey, whether it's jobs, health care, and so on and so forth. So I think that there might be a confusion. I'm not sure if I can comment more.
Yeah, and let me just, I guess, he didn't exactly explain his comment that way to our on-air producer, but I think what I was getting from that was that the president of the Philippines is, and President Obama were in a very public flap not that long ago. I think the president of the Philippines called President Obama a vulgar word. I don't remember exactly what the feud was. But our caller was, I think, saying that he told our producer that he's married to a Filipino, and she is more of a law and order type of person because of the drug problem that is going on in the Philippines. Can you talk a little bit about how the Filipino drug problem might be involved in politics today?
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to get an answer to that. Let's talk a little bit about what is the average Asian American voter looking for in this election?
Sure. Again, if we look at past surveys and studies, and actually I should mention, Joy, we're doing an election eve poll. It's going to be happening this November, obviously, and we'll be releasing the results the day after the election. And it'll be it's the only national survey that surveys Asian Americans in five different languages, including English, so that it gets at more of the voters. We target all the top ethnic groups within the Asian American population. We are also going to oversample in a number of states, including Nevada, Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, and California, and so on. So we'll get a good glimpse of how the Asian Americans voted, who they voted for in terms of their top choices, lower down ballot races, as well as issues that they care about, how they voted and why they voted, their motivation, who contacted, and so on, which I hope to share with you in the future. At the same time, surveys like the NAS study already indicate that what they care about, Asian Americans, are like most Americans. They do care about jobs, the economy, the environment, health care, immigration reform. One issue that I found interesting as well is that one of the top issues they care about is race and racism. And I think probably because of the activism, particularly with groups like Black Lives Matter, I think it has had a good impact on communities like the Asian American community, where more of them are starting to see and recognize and point out the racism that they face in their own community, and also look critically at how race is seen in America. And I'm hoping that more Asian Americans will continue to do that. So those would be the issues that Asian Americans care about, like every other American, as we mentioned earlier.
Well, good. I hope we do talk again after your survey. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. Good morning.
Un Suk Lee, director of the Asian American and Pacific Islander Civic Engagement Fund, serves on the California Commission for Asian and Pacific Islander American Affairs. Earlier in the hour, we heard from Janelle Wong, a professor of American Studies and director of the Asian American Studies program at the University of Maryland, College Park. Thank you to Kai Brito, to Brianne Shasso, to Nyasia Ellison for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.